protests against the new Arizona law started in several American cities weeks ago, soon after the state's governor signed the legislation into law. President Barack Obama has spoken out against it. So has Mexican President Felipe Calderon. And in Los Angeles, the city council voted to bar officials from doing business with companies in Arizona.
Please close the roll and tabulate the vote.
13 ayes, 1 no.
That is approved.
The Arizona law allows police to check someone's immigration status if they believe the person may be in the country illegally. It also requires immigrants to carry immigration documents. The law's critics say it encourages racial profiling. Its defenders say the law prohibits police from taking ethnic origin into account. Critics also say illegal immigrants are important to the economy of the United States. There are several million in California and nearly 500,000 in Arizona, and they are usually indistinguishable from legal immigrants. Political analyst Raul Hinojosa of the University of California, Los Angeles, says it is impractical and inhumane to deport 500,000 people from Arizona, and he says the state cannot afford to lose them.
Our estimates are minimally anywhere from $13 billion to as much as $100 billion in lost economic activity in Arizona if they were to deport the undocumented population of the state.
Hosa says a UCLA study shows that legalizing the estimated 12 million illegal residents could boost the U.S. economy by more than $100 billion a year. But others say illegal immigrants put a strain on schools, hospitals, and other public services. At a center for day laborers in California, immigrants say they are in the United States to work and are worried about what is happening in Arizona.
I've tried to look for information in the news, the internet, in magazines, but generally speaking, it all points to being Hispanic in origin, or, well, perhaps to not having documents.
Work on a fence along the U.S.-Mexico border is stalled, and U.S. Senator John McCain of Arizona says finishing it will curb illegal immigration.
And complete the dang fence.
Jose Valiz is an organizer with the Los Angeles Day Labor Center. He says many undocumented immigrants have been here for years, but they live in the shadow.
They don't have any access to how to gain citizenship, so there needs to be something, some sort of reform so we could have those people legalized.
Both supporters and critics of the Arizona law say the problem must be solved at the federal level and that Congress needs to tackle the controversial issue of immigration reform. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.